Winter Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU track team hosted their alumni meet last weekend. We'll host the Super 8 this weekend. Taylor Sodbine, a sophomore out of Tamarack, Minnesota, with us. Got two titles in the alumni meet last weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I would assume that running in an alumni meet would be a little difficult because there's really no pressure. It's not for anything other than a glorified practice, but is it safe to assume that the alums are giving you guys a little bit of grief? That a little trash talking maybe said?
Yeah, there was definitely some trash talking, but I mean, I'm only a sophomore, so I don't know all the alumni people, but I just took it as it was a practice. So,
how important was that? And you guys had the one meet before Christmas, then you take a few weeks off in the holidays and all the parties and all the eating, and then you come back and you try to get back in shape. How important was last weekend to get you ready for this weekend?
I think it was pretty important. I mean, we had a hard practice before the meet, so I think it was important, and now we know what to expect for next meet and stuff.
What was the break like for you? You're a sprinter. It's hard to sprint outside in the snow and the ice. How'd you stay in shape?
It was definitely hard. We actually got this little workout sheet from Joe Ferraro, and it helped. Like, we did like stair workouts and stuff like that, because I don't have an indoor track or anything in my house, so I just lifted some weights and then did some of that stuff.
How hard is it to come back then and get into the routine right away and have, I mean, like we said, a glorified practice last week, but a full-fledged meet then this week?
It was kind of hard, but it wasn't too bad because I was used to it, but I'm definitely sore.
From a team perspective, how do things look this year?
They're looking pretty good. We actually got some new freshmen that are the sprinter, a guy freshman. He's doing really well, so some freshmen are improving.
BSU is known for track. Why is this program so good?
Because I feel like we're very dedicated and we work hard, so we go out there and we compete and get the job done.
What's your favorite event?
I do the hurdles.
Why'd you get started running hurdles?
Well, I actually started my sophomore year in high school, and I never ran track before, and then I just decided to try the hurdles, so.
So instead of running a lot, you're going to run with something in your way a lot.
Yep.
I got to admit, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Why would somebody want to run with something in their way?
Well, I actually don't really think of anything. I mean, it's not really pressurized, like, I have to run, because I'm thinking of, like, I have to do my form and stuff like that. So it kind of gets my mind elsewhere of the sprinting.
Any other events that coaches made you try that maybe you didn't want to?
Well, in high school I did the 300 hurdles, and Hogan was trying to make me do the 400 hurdles last year, but that didn't work out, so.
Usually Coach Hogan will test his athletes and make them do something out of their comfort zone just for one, to see how they respond to it. And you look at Christy Berkeley, and the first time she runs stuff, she sets school records. Does that make it a little easier knowing that, all right, other people have done this in the past? They've run an event that they don't necessarily like, but they've had some success doing it?
Well, yeah. I mean, Coach always makes us do a 4x4 at the end, so it's, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
What's a typical practice like?
Well, we warm up, and then, like, Monday and Wednesdays are kind of like easier, but our Tuesdays are hard, where we do our sprinting, and then we try to get into the weight room 3 times a week. So
do you need to at what point during the season do you need to start worrying about backing off on practice so that you don't end up hurting yourself or shin splints or anything else happen?
Well, shin splints are a regular occurrence, but you kind of back off more like a couple weeks before the championships and all that stuff. And yeah.
So what you're saying is you've got hard practices you had for about a month.
Yep, exactly.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.